On November 3rd, the San Francisco Giants will ask voters to support Proposition D. They want permission to build a neighborhood of high-rises, homes, restaurants, and shops on the parking lot across from McCovey Cove. But if you put a building near a bay, you can bet someone's going to be angry. Environmentalists have a long history of rising up against bayfront projects, from the plan to build 12,000 homes on former salt ponds in Redwood City to the Warriors' proposed stadium along the Embarcadero. And the neighborhood the Giants want to build, called Mission Rock, has enough tall buildings to cause some concern, some rising to 240 feet. But the Giants' plan for Mission Rock also includes more affordable housing than any other private development in San Francisco history. Could that be enough to persuade San Francisco voters? KLW's Holly J. McDeed reports.
On a recent evening, dozens of Giants fans in orange and black head to the empty parking lot behind AT&T Park. It's a few hours before one of the last Giant games of the season. The Giants may not have made it to the playoffs, but the team is still hoping for a different type of victory this fall. Proposition D. This parking lot, nestled in Mission Bay between South Beach and China Basin Park, is where the Giants plan to build apartments, public parks, and offices in a brand new neighborhood called Mission Rock. But first, they have to get voter approval. In the meantime, they've converted shipping containers into hot dog stands and coffee shops. There's a beer garden, and tonight, a band plays in the background. This temporary hangout is called The Yard.
As you can see, there's not much around here in terms of food and beverage options, which is what The Yard seeks to, you know, help with.
That's Laura Nickel, operations manager at The Yard.
This whole parking lot you see here is going to be completely redeveloped into green space, affordable housing units, and waterfront parks as well, which is just an entirely new neighborhood in San Francisco.
Anchor Brewing would also move in. Beers, parks, and houses? It sounds almost utopian, but it will change the waterfront. It's up to voters to decide this November to approve or deny the height increase that would allow the Giants to build Mission Rock. Some buildings would rise up to 240 feet. That's 23 stories. Some would be between 3 and 6 times higher than what the land's current height limits allow.
Go Giants! Go Giants! Go Giants!
Mission Bay resident Siggy Stillman is a Giants fan. I spoke with her in The Yard before the Giants game. She doesn't think a new neighborhood is a fair trade-off for losing her waterfront view. When she moved to Mission Bay in 2006...
This place was all dirt. All dirt.
Now the neighborhood is changing. The Warriors want to build a new stadium across from the UCSF hospital, and they plan on bringing in parks, office space, and retail. The Mission Rock development would be more of the same.
I will no longer be able to see the bay from my apartment because this will be in the way, but I just won't be able to stand on my back deck and go, ooh.
I think that's not a good reason to prevent building.
Jay Hurst is a software developer who lives in the Dogpatch District. He's at The Yard before the game starts, too. For Hurst, whether he gets to see the waterfront isn't nearly as important as whether or not he can afford to live in San Francisco at all. If Prop D passes, 40% of the housing units in the Mission Rock development will be affordable for lower and middle income residents.
We just moved, and I think when we were looking for housing, a new place to live, I mean, having rents rates be so high and just kind of driving everybody further and further out of the city that it's becoming more difficult. So if we don't start to alleviate that, prices are just going to get higher and higher.
Former Mayor Art Agnos cherishes the waterfront, but he's still a fan of the Mission Rock development plan. These days, when you walk along the big paths, dodging cyclists and dog walkers along the Embarcadero, you don't think, man, I wish there was a big freeway here. But once, there was. Agnos drives me down the Embarcadero and says that when he was mayor, this glistening waterfront was a different scene.
Nobody went there. The only things that happened down there were various crimes and Dirty Harry movies or Steve McQueen movies. This is before your time, isn't it? I love it.
But then, the 1989 earthquake came and struck down chunks of the freeway, sending them hurling to the ground.
So I made a controversial decision at the time to demolish it. And I had some 22,000 people who signed petitions to tear it down.
There was massive opposition. Neighborhood merchants said it would cause gridlock and hurt their businesses. The decision may even have cost Agnew's re-election. But since then, the waterfront has become a San Francisco treasure.
And the rest is history. It opened up a spectacular part of the city.
Now, any development along the waterfront threatens to ruin the breathtaking postcard the Embarcadero has become. Take 8 Washington, a massive 136-foot-tall condo project proposed in 2012 near the Ferry Building. The majority of supervisors supported it, and the developers pledged $11 million to go towards an affordable housing fund. But the voters rejected it by a 67% landslide. And last summer, voters overwhelmingly approved a ballot measure that would let them decide if developers could build above existing waterfront height limits.
But we have to be careful as a city. We just can't let anything happen there. It is so beautiful, it is so attractive, so profitable to be there that all the developers want to go there and threaten access by ordinary people who either live or visit in our city.
Larry Bayer is the CEO of the Giants. He says the plan for Mission Rock is different. It's not a stadium or a condo project. It's a proposal to build an entirely new neighborhood.
The 8 Washington project was a luxury condo project. This project is all rental housing, of which 40% are affordable. And so this is really a place where everybody can see themselves coming, enjoying, and could live here as well.
The number of affordable housing units the Giants plan to build went up after Supervisor Jane Kim proposed an alternative ballot measure. The Giants didn't want to risk losing voter support, and they had seen what voters in San Francisco could do to proposals they didn't like 8 Washington. Now, some of 8 Washington's critics, like former Mayor Art Agnew, support this new proposal.
The Giants are building in a different part of the city that has been an abandoned industrial area, used to be railroad yards, where there are high-rises all around them.
Environmental attorney John Gollinger campaigned against 8 Washington, and he isn't convinced this plan is so different. I met with Gollinger along the waterfront.
The proposal on the ballot this November is to develop 8 towers, 5 of them taller than 8 Washington, for mostly offices and luxury condos or luxury apartments with some affordable housing. And the concern that the Sierra Club and I and others have, as with 8 Washington, is development on the waterfront in reason is fine, but when you build very tall buildings, they block the bay for everyone else.
But Gollinger says that opposition has been quieter this time around. Agnew is right. Mission Bay is no financial district where the 8 Washington condos were proposed. The parking lot here is empty. There's no residents who might be angry and no businesses who might fight back. But people are on their way in. Across from the Mission Rock site, condos are being built. The sound of construction is almost rhythmic.
So right now they've started pile driving, which is the sound that we will hear soon on this site too if the project goes forward. And it's mixing with the sounds that you normally would hear on a peaceful afternoon, which is either the bay, the seagulls, or baseball.
I don't hear any seagulls. It's too noisy. And you could say all this noise began with an earthquake nearly 2 decades ago, with the sounds of a crumbling freeway followed by the sounds of a city rebuilding itself. The waterfront provides some escape from the noise, but it means San Francisco developers, politicians, and residents are still arguing over what to do with the view and who can afford to stick around and see it. In San Francisco, for Cross Currents, I'm Holly J. McDeed.